Christ Church. So we're kind of rotating as others of the our circuit here. Well, the most urgent one that is just around the corner now is the Hard Mill. First Church is responsible for that, for Hard Mill. As usual, this Monday is going to be, not this Monday, but next Monday, is going to be First Church. Please adjust your schedule. If you can be a part of that, that would be wonderful. It's a wonderful ministry, outreach ministry that we participate in. And I'm sure those who serve really appreciate your efforts. And take note of the rest of the announcements. We keep pushing for the t-shirts. Those could be a good way to reach out, even doing when you serve people physical food that would nourish their body. You also want to be there to encourage them to seek nourishment for their souls. And that's what we are trying to do together. We want to bring all two together so that we have a holistic ministry. And the way to do that is to point people to where they can have such a holistic ministry. And I'm sure First Church provides that. It's one of those places as we arouse their curiosity about, why are you wearing this t-shirt? What is on your t-shirt? Can I just, is that what your church is doing? You gather, you equip, and you serve. Yeah, that's why we are in fact here serving Hard Mill. See? So you have some kind of conversation, something to, you know, to arouse people's curiosity, to say, sometimes it's difficult to initiate a conversation, but if you have something that will catch someone's attention, they will ask you, and then from there you can go. Jesus was good at that. So let's do that, please. Purchase your t-shirt. At least purchase one for yourself. If you can purchase two, or 10, or 25 for the rest of the people, just purchase one for yourself. Maybe get some for your grandkids and your kids too. Okay. Those would be the highlights of my announcement this morning. And to conclude that, how about we turn to the person next to us and just reassure them, Jesus loves you, so do I. With that assurance, let's be together in the centering prayer. Let us pray. God in three persons, open our hearts to the silent presence of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lead us into the mystery of our worship, where your love and unity avail themselves to all who earnestly seek. Leave us not to ourselves, but dwell in our hearts and guide our thoughts and actions through this time of our worship beyond the glory and honor of the Triune God. Amen. If you are able and you feel comfortable, would you please rise for the call to worship? Is God's unsearchable knowledge? Where can I go from your spirit? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, your right hand will hold me fast. Together, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Amen. Would you please remain standing as we sing the hymn, Oh, for the heart to praise my God. to invite us to pray our open prayer this morning. Holy and eternal God, we thank you for saving us through your begotten Son, Jesus Christ. We gratefully acknowledge that we are saved not because of our works, but by your grace alone. Grant us tenacity in our desire to be faithful and committed witnesses, O God. Cleanse and rid our lives of the old ways and practices that separated us from your love. May you clothe us with renewed minds and knowledge of your salvation, found only in knowing and accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and the Lord. Merciful God, sanctify our hearts and empower us with your Holy Spirit to keep focus on living lives that bring glory and honor to your holy name. Amen. Do we have some young Christians here? Yes, I think we do, quite a few.
Why did Jesus have to die? You know, that's a question that we all ask at some point, and I want to explain it in a way that might make sense with a visual. You see, Jesus came to take the punishment of our sin, the sin that you have done or would ever do. That's what he came to do. And see, you here look pretty good. I mean, come on, you look nice and clean, just the way you were meant to be. Oh, I could drink you up. But we've all done stuff that we shouldn't do. We've all sinned in different ways. And the problem is when we sin and we bring sin into our lives, it changes us. It changes who we are, and suddenly there's elements in us that weren't meant to be there. Maybe it's bad attitudes, or you yelled at your parents, or you lied to a friend, or you cheated on a test, or you hurt someone, or you hurt yourself. Whatever it might be, it's not the way you were meant to be. And God saw this, and he didn't want it to be this way. He said, this was not how I intended you to be. So God had a perfect rescue plan, and that rescue plan was Jesus. Now Jesus was perfect. He came and he lived a perfect life. He was without sin. So the question was, what would happen if Jesus took the sin of the whole world, all of the sin, and put it in himself? And so he went to the cross and he took our sin. And Jesus took all that sin and put it in himself. But that's the thing. Is Jesus took our sin to the grave, but then he left it there. He left that sin in the grave, and he came back with new life for all of us. And he was still perfect and pure and blameless and everything that we needed. And so you, with all of our sin and with all that's inside of us, you have the ability to say yes to Jesus, because we don't need sin anymore. Sin has been defeated by the power of the cross and what Jesus did and the power of his resurrection. And so when you say yes to Jesus and you ask him to fill you with his power, it changes everything. Jesus brings freedom. You couldn't have taken this out on your own. You could not remove the sin from yourself. Only Jesus could do that because he died and rose again to defeat the power of sin and bring us true freedom. And that's why Jesus had to die.
What they've heard? What did you hear? There's no wrong answer.
Jesus went to the cross.
Jesus went to the cross, yeah. So, what took Jesus to the cross? So, why Jesus?
To die for our sins.
Yes, exactly. Because the Bible says, and the mystery of our sin is all the bad things, any bad thing that we do, Jesus, we heard the diagnosis, all of these other things. Something that is not good, that's sin. Do we want to be called sinner? Who wants to be called sinner? Nobody wants to be called sinner. But again, if we don't want to be called that name, then we need to do what? Stop doing bad things. Because the moment one does bad things, you got a different name. You're a sinner. So, what happened? Do you remember the cops? What do the cops do?
Cops under arrest then?
See, they arrest the bad guys, right? And so what do they do to them? What do the cops do to people who do bad? Yes.
Take them to jail.
Take them to jail. And how many people want to go to jail? Zero, that's right. Nobody wants to go to jail. See, say that again. How many people want to go to jail?
Zero.
Zero. No amount of people want to go to jail. If they don't want to go to jail, what do? They start doing things that would cause them to go to jail.
Morning. I love that video that we just watched. It's one of my favorites because, I don't know, even as adults, I think we need a little reminder of exactly what happens when Jesus died on the cross. He took our sin into himself and he remained pure, left it all in the grave. And then when you see that glass that was sin was poured into, because we all do, all you have to do is let Jesus into your heart and that sin is taken away. And that was just such a brilliant object lesson on that. Our song takes off a little bit on that. For Jesus to enter your heart, you have to surrender. You have to open your heart and you have to say, please come in, please be here, please live with me. And the song we're doing today is about that. I wanted to put the chorus of the song up on the screen. So if you don't know the song, read the words, speak the words with your heart. If you do know the song and you want to sing the words, sing the words. Because they're not just words, it's a gift. You're giving it up and you're asking for him to come into your heart. And then our glass will be clear.
I surrender, I surrender.
invite us to go through the 4th chapter of Ephesians, beginning with verse 17 through the 23rd verses. Here's what I'm telling you. I'm speaking for the Lord as I warned you. You must no longer live as the Gentiles do. Their thoughts don't have any purpose. They can't understand the truth. They are separated from the life of God. That's because they don't know Him. And they don't know Him because their hearts are stubborn. They have lost all feeling for what is right. So they have given themselves over to all kinds of evil pleasures. They take part in every kind of unclean art, and they are full of greed. But that's not the way of life in Christ that you learned about. You heard about Christ and were taught about life in Him. What you learned was the truth about Jesus. You were taught not to live the way you used to. You must get rid of the old way of life, that because it has been made impure by the desire for things that lead you astray. You were taught to be made new in your thinking. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you. I don't really have a prayer request, but I want to thank God for helping Linda through the surgery on Monday, 7 hours of heart surgery. She pulled through. Her heart's now in regular rhythm, and praise God for taking care of her.
These are not new names. I just want to revive our memory. We need to be praying for Jane Bragg, and we also need to be praying for June Nettles.
I just want to say I spoke with Jane Bragg yesterday, and she is doing much, much better.
I celebration of God in our community